hi, Ray. Thanks for your
Well,
patience,
hi,
sir.
Dr. Ryan. Hey, I love to hear you ramble on. I learned so much. Hey, I've got a canker sore on my lip, the bottom lip. And, you know, sometimes when I chew on that side, I bite on it. So I was wondering two things. What causes canker sores? And how do you get rid of it?
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
There's
a
two
white
different
thing inside the lip.
Oh, sir, that sounds more like a herpes simplex blister. Now, you really have to have it looked at by a doc who, well, dermatologists would know for sure, but most doctors can tell a canker sore from a little herpes blister, because a herpes blister looks just like that, a little teeny blister, and if you did poke it with a needle out, would come some fluid. And that comes from something called herpes simplex virus, and oh my goodness, better than half the population's got that virus either dormant in the body or it's breaking out on them. And so if it is the herpes simplex type of virus breakout, then what really starts to knock that down really rapid is something called, now where am I going with this? Yeah, herpes simplex virus. Oh yes. That's why all the stores, even in remote locations in the middle of the Arizona desert, you pull into the drugstore, I'm sorry, to the gas station, and what do you know? They got lysine on the shelf, because everybody knows everywhere that if you just take a bunch of lysine, what's a bunch? A couple, 3 grams a day. Number one, it won't hurt.
I take 3 grams a day as it is.
Good.
I take one in the morning, so that's, I didn't realize that. I'm taking it for a different reason, but...
Well, you might want to up it while this sore is going on. You can hardly overdose on this stuff. But having told me that, thank you very much. Maybe this is a regular old canker sore and not a herpes outbreak. And so if it's a regular old canker sore, nobody knows exactly what causes that type. However, I do know some things that help them to heal up quicker. And the first one is always you go down to your big box drugstore, because I don't know why this stuff isn't in the health food stores or the compounding pharmacy or Totoma dispensary. Maybe the manufacturer doesn't want to distribute it there. And you get yourself some zinc oxide cream, sir. Now, zinc is a healing agent. It promotes healing of skin. I've worked with people who have skin things that they want to heal for a long time, and they rub a little zinc oxide on it, and it certainly heals up faster than it would have without that zinc oxide. So you know what that stuff is.
It's not poison. I'm going to put it inside your mouth?
Oh, no. Not zinc oxide. No way, sir. Now,
okay.
You do want to do one thing, though. You want to read the label, and if you need some help, ask some expert in the store, whether it's a compounding pharmacy or if it happens to be a big box drugstore. Is there anything in here that's going to bother me? Because occasionally I do see one of the manufacturers of zinc oxide putting something in there that I wouldn't want in my mouth. But most of the time, it's just pure zinc oxide, along with some of the same stuff that goes into Vaseline. And that is a petrochemical product, but thank goodness it's harmless, and nobody ever OD'd on Vaseline either. But it's mostly the zinc oxide. You just rub it in, and it's all white, and you look a little weird when you go out in public with it on, so you can take it off when you go outside and come back to your house, put on some more zinc oxide.
But it's on the inside of my lip, in my mouth.
That's right, and you can put it inside your lip, and if you can't see it there, that's even better.
I rub it in my mouth.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was wondering if we were on the same page.
Yeah, you're okay there.
What about, I'm sorry, I take zinc picolinate.
Yes, sir.
Could I open one of those pills and just rub some of that on?
Absolutely so. Why not?
Okay. Hey, quick question on blood pressure. You know, my blood pressure was like a 186 over about 86, and I started my naturopathic doctor said to start taking the Cardiotone.
Yeah.
So I started for about a week, and the other morning I got up and I measured my blood pressure. It was like 110 over 76.
There you go, sir. That's not too low, but I wouldn't take any more than that. There's one other thing that some of us guys notice. That particular male function doesn't work as good as it did before if it's more Cardiotone than our bodies want.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hey, thank you so much. And I don't know if I speak for everybody, but I don't mind advertisements, and I don't mind you rambling on because we learned so much from you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for saying so, sir. And thank you for calling particularly.